Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to make our way through chapter 15 of John's Gospel today. The church gives us this reading at Mass throughout the last week or so. We've been looking at excerpts from John's Gospel and taken from the Last Supper, Jesus' discourse with the apostles, and then it will ultimately culminate in chapter 17, the intimate and beautiful prayer of Jesus' heart to the Father, what he's asking of the Father and how he's praying. We could spend a year on these three, four chapters. They're just astounding and beautiful, and they reveal the very deep, intimate motivations of the heart of Jesus, and they reveal the plan and the purpose of God. If you didn't have a chance to tune in the program yesterday or this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are all archived there. You can listen to them on the computer or download them on whatever device works for you, so you can listen to them at your leisure. Also want to encourage you to, you can get the Renewal Ministries app, which gives you access to all that we produce. You know, it's free, our TV shows, The Choices We Face, Food for the Journey, Sister Ann Shields program, this program, Fire on the Earth, Crossing the Gold programs are still there. Lots of people, it's encouraging as they travel the country that people are still watching Crossing the Goal, the immense program that Danny Abramowitz, Curtis Martin, Brian Patrick, and I put together. We did 153 shows about really trying to challenge men and help men understand how to walk out their faith in Christ and how to live as disciples in this time. There's also plenty of inspiring talks and informative articles that are present there on the website. Our monthly newsletter, I think, could be a real encouragement to you if you read it. Go to our missions page. There's a lot of stories about what we're doing around the world. We're doing 40 or 41 international missions this year in about 25 different countries, something like that, working with the church on the ground in those countries, trying to advance the gospel and the kind of things we're talking about here on the program. Okay, I want to continue in chapter 15 of John's Gospel and talking about abiding in Christ, which this teaching of Jesus, he gives at the Last Supper, his final meal with his brothers, with Our Lady, and those that are gathered there. And it's so important what he gives to them, what he downloads to them. He reminds them of what's of greatest importance. You know, at different times in the Gospels, it's recorded where Jesus tells us very clearly about the great commandment to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And why? Why does he talk about that? Well, because it is the greatest thing. It's the thing that most characterizes the depth of who God is. God is love. God is a communion of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who for all eternity have lived in perfect, white-hot, constant love. It's not romantic love that we often sing and talk about that human beings are mostly preoccupied with here, but it's self-donating love. It's Jesus saying, I do all that the Father commands me to do. I just want to do his will. I love to do his will. To do his will is my life, because when I do his will, it gives glory to him. It honors him. And that's what I want to do with my life. And I want to pour out my life into the Father. And the Father pours his life out into me. And that love is called the Holy Spirit. And boom, it's from the Holy Spirit and from the Father and the Son that all things were made in heaven and on earth. And we, the crown of creation, human beings, have been formed by that love. And it's the source of our being. We come from that love. And we're being rescued by Christ because we've fallen away from it because of sin. He's come to us in love to bring us back and make it possible for us again to live in that love. I mentioned a couple of times this week in John 17, Jesus says this. I'll just read it to you. It's a beautiful verse. He said, and this is eternal life. So what is salvation? Well, salvation is being able to enter into eternal life. Jesus tells us, what is eternal life? Eternal life is this, that we know you, the only true God. This is in the context of his prayer to God the Father. What is eternal life? To know God the Father, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. That's eternal life. They're eternal. Their love is eternal. We're drawn into. I mean, salvation is being rescued from alienation from this love and living in the darkness of separation and sin and under the dominion of Satan's hatred and envy and his jealousy and his rage against God and the perversions that he serves up to us, all that darkness. And all of us have in some way touched it, maybe some listening just in a little way, maybe in your life, some of us were plunged into it. But all of us were enslaved to it at some level and unable to rise to our destiny, which is this, which is to live in the love of the Father and the Son. And that's made possible through the life, incarnation, life, passion, death, resurrection of Jesus Christ, his ascension into glory, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which is the love between the Father and the Son, which is the life that Jesus has come to give us, the Spirit of God that gives us power now and a capacity to love and to fulfill our destiny, which is to walk in the great commandment, to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. And when the church does this, she's radiant and alive. She's full of courage and splendor and has a certain majesty about her, but characterized by humility and goodness and kindness and gentleness and just able to live like Christ in the world. But if this is not where we're at, if we're not walking in the Spirit, all of this God stuff, the commandments, it feels like a burden. It feels like boredom. We buy the lie of the enemy that he's where the action is, that evil is what's really fun, and that's the place to be. And I don't want to miss out on that, so I don't want to take this too seriously. I don't want to get too much into the God thing. I'll just throw God a bone on occasion, or I'll put a toe in the water. I'll be half in and half out. Well, Scripture's pretty clear. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You ask yourself, if your life is unstable, you feel like it's without purpose, you're being tormented, you've got all kinds of internal narratives in your mind that go on each day that discourage you, that fill you with hopelessness or despair or whatever you're trying to do ultimately never satisfies you, which is inevitable if it's not God himself that you're pursuing. It's a choice we make. It's part of a darkened mind. And Jesus has come to, he's the light of the world. He comes to shed light into that darkness. And so he's revealing to us here at the Last Supper, imagine yourself sitting at the table with him and the apostles. And he talked about his relationship with the Father and us and what he's building in the kingdom using the image of a vine grower, God the Father, and who planted a vine. And that vine is growing and branches are growing from that vine. And this is Christ. And those who are ingrafted into Christ, those who are baptized into Christ, become branches that grow. And Jesus made it clear, as I mentioned yesterday, that the Father pays attention to this. This is the only thing, this vine that's growing in the earth is the only vine that's going to survive the last judgment and pass on into eternity. It's going to grow forever. It's going to grow in the garden. It's going to be eternal Eden. That's really what it is. Everything else outside of it is going to be judged. It's going to burn. It's going to pass away. So that means human beings who don't want to abide in this vine, who don't want to be a part of it. And Jesus makes that perfectly clear. The Father takes away every branch that doesn't bear fruit. And what is fruit bearing? Jesus said fruit bearing is living in him and living with him. It means living on a daily basis with Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, talking with Jesus, listening to the voice of the Spirit. Jesus said, the Spirit will teach you. The Spirit will lead you. And if you obey, this is my Spirit I'm giving to you. And if you listen and you're attentive, if you seek and you thirst, guess what? You're going to be satisfied. If you want to learn, the Holy Spirit will teach you. And what we want will be manifested in the fruit that we bear. If we really want to do the will of the Lord, and we really want to learn Christ and to walk in him and walk by the Spirit, which every baptized person can do, if we desire it, if we want to, it's not just an automatic, it's not just a ritual we go through when we're baptized and say, okay, check that box. No, there's a new beginning that happens in us. We're sired, there's a regeneration, we're born again by water and the Spirit. And something new comes alive in us. It's the life of God. Now the question is, do you want that life to grow? Because now you're in the vine. You're grafted into the vine. And Jesus is saying very plainly here, my Father pays attention to it. every single human being, God the Father conceived of you. You were conceived in the mind and heart of God. And his destiny for you is to live with him forever in his love. He's never going to get off that. That's his focus. That's why he sent his son to save and rescue us, to bring us into eternal life with them together. What he's attentive to is who wants it? Who wants this precious gift that I've given, this vine that I've planted here on the earth in my son Jesus? And the Father will know who wants it, because those who want it, friends, no matter how weak you are, no matter how strong you are, no matter how smart you are, no matter how simple you are, you can bear fruit. Question is, are you willing to do it? That is, willing to do what? To abide in Jesus, to walk with Jesus, to obey Jesus, to apply to your life his promises to you, to live in it. These very things we're reading these days, have you internalized them? Are you believing them? Are you studying them? Are you learning them? Are you clothing yourself in them? Are you passing them on to your children and the next generation? Are you really a living vine? Or a branch, excuse me, a living branch on that vine? Are you bearing fruit? That is the God life going forth from you? Are you living under the authority of Jesus? Are you bringing your personal life, your marriage, your family life, your business, and the whole network of responsibility that God has given to you according to the gifting and strength that you have? Are you bringing it under the lordship of Jesus? Are you bringing all of it into the vine with you so that it too can grow and bear fruit that will last forever? It's such an important thing for us to see. That's what it means for us to abide in Christ. And Jesus is never afraid to tell us the hard truth about the consequences of not living according to this command and this fundamental call that we have in him. He said, whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Whoever does, right? Because without me, you can do nothing. So running around on our own strength and our own resources, building our own little kingdoms, not paying much attention, occasionally going to mass. I mean, it's offensive to God. I mean, this is the thing. We're being seduced into foolishness and stupidity, into a life that's going to shrivel up and burn in the end. And we just, you know, put a tone of, hey, I went to mass, you know, at Christmas and Easter, you know, never picked up the Bible once during the year. Don't talk about God ever, rarely ever pray, but yeah, I'm still a Catholic. I'm still officially a Catholic. Look, Jesus says this, if you're not bearing fruit, if you're not living in and from the vine, you're not going to bear fruit. And if you're not going to bear fruit, it's not a pretty picture. Whoever remains in me and I in them will bear fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire and they will be burned. This is the destiny for every branch that decides, hey, I'm just not interested in this anymore. It will be cut off and thrown into the fire, eternally separated from God. Friends, this is God's great gift to us. Let's treasure it. Let's pay attention to it. Let's say yes to it, live in it, and become everything we're meant to be. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.